Welcome back, gorgeous souls, to another episode of Heart and Soul. And it's actually our 77th. What a beautiful angel number. And today, of course, we continue speaking about love and relationships, and today about romantic relationships and codependency. So, I mean, yeah, we've all been there, right, Janet?
Oh, yes. And sometimes even though I'm married 28 years on the 1st of February, I am still a little bit, sometimes I fall into that as well. But we'll talk a little bit more about that and how it happens and how relationships you end up in that unbalanced, unhealthy scenario. But Caroline, I know that you can talk a lot on this subject.
Yeah, I mean, I've been in my share of unhealthy relationships, and it happens when, looking back now, of course, I realize it happens because I wanted to fill a void I had within me, or I had that sort of healer empathy instinct. I wanted to heal the man. And when I took a course on unhealthy relationship, it said sort of you don't date your clients in a way, sort of like you don't go in a romantic relationship just because you want to help someone. They are clients, they're not your partners. And I think that's important. And for me, it was also because, yes, with the energy, with the empathy, with that, intuition, I always saw the man, probably the soul or the highest potential, what they could be. And I sort of fell in love with that. But no one really wants to be on a pedestal, right? They don't want, and I didn't see them for who they truly are in this earthly experience. And so then the gap, the divide was quite wide. And yeah, it wasn't really nice to wake up from. And then, of course, the codependency, it's sort of, I never felt worthy. So I had relationships that mirrored that back. Relationships that the man told me, you're not worthy, you're not doing anything, you're not good enough, you're not, just because that's what I believed of myself, and they were just mirroring it back. And I sort of needed that in the moment. What did you learn?
What have I learned? Oh, well, I mean, like you, I once had a horrible relationship with somebody who was not a very nice person, and I think I realized that fairly early on, when there was a couple of things that happened, and I could tell he was like trying to cut me off from my friends, and there were times that he would be very over lavish with attention, which I think at that time I needed. So I was looking for something outside of myself. Like you, there was something missing. I was lonely. And, this guy suddenly, give me attention and whatever. But then there was a couple of things that happened and I thought, oh, I don't like that. And I am, at that point, I was even strong enough to recognize that. But see, trying to get out of that relationship was really, really hard. And he kept sort of like pulling me in, and stupidly, like you, I would sort of be, because I'm a people pleaser, and giving him a second chance and then a third chance, and then things just kept getting worse. And then there was, one point when it got really, really bad, and I thought, no, this needs to end. And then he started then, instead of like putting me down and making me sort of feel bad, because it kind of, yeah, really wanted me to be always looking up to him and making choices for me and stuff like that. And I thought, no, this isn't right. And yeah, it was a really hard one to get out of. And I think at the end of that relationship, because there were other things going on in my life, it just, I it broke me. That, along with other things, broke me. And I always remember when I talk about this, about when I met my husband. I mean, I really was anti-men. No, not going to have any relationship. No. And the night I met him, it was this: the universe said, pick him. And it's funny because we have been together over 30 years. And my longest relationship before that was about 6 months. And then, I always remember when at the start of our relationship, it was really important for me that we were on equal. I said, I don't want this, like putting somebody on a pedestal, and I want us to be equal and make choices equally and stuff like that. And to be fair, generally it's been like that. But there has been times when I get mentally low, or I'm having a low place, and then I do start to be a little bit codependent on him, because I will start to allow him to make some decisions on my behalf. And yeah, there's just been one recently, and I'm like, going, why did you do that? But it's, a relationship is always, it's a dance of, it's two people trying to make something work, and it is always it's complicated. And some people's more complicated than others. But I think when you recognize that you've given your power away, and once you hit that point where you recognize you're in a codependency, because it can work both ways, because people can, in a relationship, it can be, the mother and child scenario, so that, that it's the husband who wants, or the partner who wants, to be mothered and cared for. So the relationship is out of balance, or it can be that more narcissistic one where they want to control. So there can be, but even in a healthy relationship, there can be points where just somebody's just a little bit lower and somebody else is making sure. It can fluctuate. So, you've got to see it for what it is. But if it's really truly unhealthy and causing you pain and completely taking away your sense of power, and as Caroline said, your self-worth and all of these things, and you're looking to this other person all the time for validation, for love, for affection, and you don't have that within yourself. Yeah. Yes, I think that's the thing we need to talk about.
Exactly. Then it's the start to turn inwards and work on yourself because, you never get it from the outside. But it's true. And I think that's also partnership, sometimes just to lean on. Sometimes we need that support. And if it's sort of both ways, sometimes you give the support, sometimes, and I think that's perfectly all right because you don't always have to make the decision. And sometimes there are things like, I don't mind. It's sort of like it's a partnership and that's good. And I mean, my oldest son still lives with me and he's IT tech support. So I'm absolutely grateful if he fixes my computer, if he fixes the Wi-Fi, if he looks after that, And that's not, it's maybe codependent on the IT technician, but it's everybody in a relationship has their good parts, their stronger suits, and that's also good if you don't have to do it all on your own, and that's important, and that's really good at, but like you said, if you feel low, if you feel, they are the warning bells, right? I think at the beginning of every relationship, these are the warning bells, and we don't listen because we sort of steam full head on, And then later on, we says, but we knew, these are the things our intuition is talking. And sometimes we devalue that. We think, oh, but no. And then we go like, yeah, but the others like him, That's sort of your next warning bell. And you say, oh, but the others like him, or the other think him is a great guy. And yeah, I should be happy, And then you think sort of, ooh, wait a moment, why is this coming up? What is going on? And really having a look at your relationship. And sometimes it's just I mean, it can be, I think, especially as a mom, you then are more focused on the children and try to keep the family together or whatever. But it has to have that balance, you know, like the yin and yang sign. It has over a month, over a year, it sort of has to balance out, you know. But if you're always the one giving in, if you're always sort of just moving along, or yeah, if you don't have any friends on your own anymore, these are all sort of warning signs. And yeah, it's hard to say when is a relationship healthy, just in the rhythm, and when is it unhealthy. But yeah, we all have to go within. And it's especially if you feel like a void, if you, like me, just stay in the relationship to feel loved or get that love, then of course it's that time to look within. And we talked about that in our previous episode last week. So if you've missed that, go back and listen to that one. And the self-worth, and yeah, the universe provides what your level is. You know, if you feel unworthy of a good relationship, they send you the man that makes you feel unworthy or not the equal partner, because that's really, yeah, it's
Attracting.
hard. It's important to really feel worthy of a good relationship on the same level. And I just love how you just, you know, got out of the relationship and said, I'm done with that, don't need that. And then, but you came in, you already had the clarity. I want to be on equal
Yes.
standing. I want a partner. I don't want to be, you know, again. That's
Exactly.
good.
Exactly. I mean, and that was important for me. It was a very hard lesson, what I went through, like so many women. Which men do too, because don't forget that men also can have very traumatic relationships. It's not just, you know, one side or the other, but it is when that sort of you're right, the yin and the yang is out of balance, then it makes it very hard. But I know that it was something, yes, that I knew that I wanted somebody who would respect me, that somebody who had my best interests at heart. And, you know, it hasn't always been plain sailing. However, we have found our way through. We find, you know, that yes, sometimes you're right. I will, if Mark knows more about something, and I will bow to his expertise that he knows better. But then I also, he knows that I'm somebody, if I'm not happy about something, I vocalize it. I will ask questions. I will, you know, get my voice out there as well. So, and that feels good in the relationship as well, because a lot of times in life I haven't felt able to express myself, and I've not been very good at that. Sometimes it's more an emotional outburst. I'm getting better at it, working on the throat chakra. My blue, see blue. And it is important that we can be in a relationship, you know, whatever format that takes, that we can express yourself, that you feel that you are supported, that you are loved, because somebody who loves you will sometimes also say to you no. And we're going to talk more about boundaries next week. But you know, it's understanding that. And it's not being treated like a child and the other person being the parent. I mean, it's not that sort of relationship either. But being equal partners and being listened to and being part of decision making, being able to be part of decision making is important. But I think, you know, a lot of that does come, as we have said many, many times on this show, is it comes from A, awareness, but also the second part of like realizing and finding that self-love and working on self-love Because once you do that, then you start are coming from a different place because you're not looking outside for that validation, for that love, because you have it within yourself. And I think that really it empowers you at a level that until you've experienced it, you don't truly understand.
Absolutely.
Would you not say so? Yeah.
Yeah, it is. It is. It's strange is the wrong word, but sort of, yeah, it's just like when you have that lack and look at it, and like you said, it's not so much that the partner can be very demanding or always taking up decisions. It's also the other way around when you want to be the princess and sort of
Yes,
guard it
yeah.
around. That's also disempowering because you can stand in your power and you can be loving and gentle and nurturing and all that you are. And that's what, and then have a healthy relationship with respect for each other. And that's really a good word, the respect. And that only happens when you respect yourself as well, self-respect and self-compassion. And oh, I lost my thought. But it's really when you want to be the princess, that's really disempowering. And also for me, for the longest time, I wanted, yeah, Prince Charming to come and save me. And that doesn't work either. So you can go it yourself. You don't always have to do it all by yourself because, yeah, that's the thing. You're either the princess, sort of like, let's please help me, rescue me, or you're the complete, I make every decision, it's my life, blah, 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 blah. But you have the middle ground, you know, and I was. The pendulum swings over and then sort of starts in this, balances it
Yeah.
out, and it's okay. You don't always have to make decisions. You can listen within, but it's all in that empowering, loving, gentle kindness, care. Because, yeah, it's that co-sharing. You know, you're co-sharing your house, you're co-sharing your life, but you're doing it together. And I think that's important. And asking for help is not a weakness, but actually a strength. So if you're in that mode of, I have to do it all myself, I have to do it all myself, blah, 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 I can't ask for help. Otherwise, I'm sort of weak. Think again. So there's something in you that you can address and release. Because, yeah, empowered doesn't mean like, ooh,
No,
you know, it just means that you're truly yourself. Because beforehand, when I was in that empath narcissist relationship a couple of times, you know. Some learn it in one go, others have several goes at it. And I felt like, oh, I'm too caring, I am too giving, I am too whatever. And then I was sort of not giving a thing, not budging, not nothing. And that's wrong also because that wasn't me. So I tried to become someone I was not. But embracing that. Embracing your gentleness, your caring, your helpfulness in a way that isn't lacking or depleting you, and not, and being is exactly, it's sort of like pouring from a full jar and not pouring in a needy way of trying to get respect or trying to get love, you know, sort of like, okay, if I give out treats, if I give chocolate or whatever to everybody, they like me. And that's then the neediness of being liked. Whereas if you don't need that, you can just give. And then it doesn't deplete you. So that's sort of the difference of being empowered and not codependent. And I don't know, do you have a better or another explanation?
No, that's a very good explanation about that. But I also wanted to talk about fear, that some people enter into relationships or feel they have to be in a relationship out of fear. Fear of being alone is a big one. And, I know I've seen it. I probably was a bit guilty of that myself in the past. And I think if you're in a relationship because you're afraid of something else and you're doing it out of fear, that again is not a healthy relationship to be in. If you're with someone because you don't want to be alone, but is that person then really the right person you should be with? It gets really, it's a difficult one. But if you do anything out of fear, you're not doing it out of love. And again, the more self-love that you have for yourself and you're doing it from a place of loving yourself, you won't make that decision, or you'll be less inclined to make that decision, or you'll start to realize what is going on. Because I know in the past I've known so many people who end up doing that because they're afraid of being on their own. And again, when you're, as we both know, when you're in that place of self-love, actually, you don't mind being on your own so much. I mean, obviously, we all need company. We're not meant to be on our own. But when you're in that sort of self-love bubble that oozes out, you really don't mind it. You enjoy your own company. You're not afraid of your own company anymore, and you don't need that external validation if you think of love. So it's a bit of an interesting one, that one. But I mean, if you realize that you're with someone because you're afraid of something else, like being alone, then you really, I would say maybe just have a look at that scenario. Maybe it is the right relationship for you, but if it's not feeling right, have a little think about it. What about you, Caroline? Is it something that
Yeah, that's a really good point about fear. Yeah, that's really wonderful to really look at that too. And sometimes it's not even, I think it's not fear, but maybe expectation from society. I, for example, remember that my mom, my sisters, when my kids grew up, became teenagers, do they have a partner? No. It was always that first question they had. Do you have a girlfriend? Do you have a partner? And I thought, sort of, why is that the first thing you're asking for? And there was sort of that expectation that you're only complete when you have a partner. And so I think sometimes just being in a relationship because you're meant to be, from an outside perspective, from a peer pressure, from a family expectation, is the wrong thing too. So yeah, don't be afraid of being on your own. And I think actually I learned, because some people jump from one relationship into the next because of that fear of being alone or not good enough, or like they have to have a partner to be a person. So take that time for yourself, because I only healed on my own. Because if you're in the next relationship, sometimes you can heal. You have a partner that helps you unpack all the baggage together, and that can be healing. But sometimes you just need that time for yourself to sort of let things go, grow, and be ready for the next one. So I think, and sometimes you have that. I mean, that when one friend marries, all of a sudden all the others feel like that peer
domino
pressure,
effect.
sort of. So that's another point. And yeah, it's just, yeah, and asking yourself, why am I in this relationship? Does it feel right? And I just, yesterday, someone said, mentioned that he fell out of love. So they split up after 30 years. And I thought, sort of, it's heartbreaking. But sometimes, yeah, that happens too. It's just so much. And especially nowadays, so much is falling away. Or their relationships, or these jobs. So this is truly part of that golden future. What no longer serves you or has done its course might fall away. Allow it to let go. So that's the thing. And when a relationship just ended, allow that stages of grief, of letting go, and take your time. Take your time to go through that as well.
Exactly. I mean, if as you say, if it's a relationship where one party doesn't feel invested in the relationship anymore, then it's probably for the best. And even if you're that person who, told that, I mean, as you know, Caroline, the pain that you go through, but ultimately in the long run, it can be for the it can end up being the best decision. It's a really hard thing. I mean, like I said, nobody in my family is divorced. And anybody who's the first one to divorce in our family, it'll be like a real shock. And I think there's some people feel that they have to stay in the relationship because they don't want to be the first. And
Or the stigma of being divorced, that's the layer.
exactly. Whereas, here I meet people who are like have, are on their fifth or sixth marriage, and I'm like going, what? But equally, we're all learning and growing along this path. And all we're just like sharing with you today is, look at if you're in a relationship, have a look at that relationship. Is it a healthy relationship for you? Maybe there's just some adjustments need to be made. Maybe you need to just have a conversation to make sure you open up the, communication. Sometimes our other half are not good at communicating, and that can be a little bit of a challenge, and we have to work on that. But if a relationship equally is not feeling right and that's not going to change, and you're not happy in that relationship, it's causing you a lot of stress or anxiety or issues, then you've got to ask yourself, is this the right place for me and potentially me and my children to be in? And I know that any breakup is not without issues. It's like Caroline knows how difficult, how challenging that is. So I'm not saying go out and walk away. I mean, if you can save things, save it. But only if it's right. But things will always, as Caroline says, you'll reach a stage where things fall away. If they're no longer right for you, the universe often has a hand in that. If it goes, you know what, you've had enough of this now, I'm going to make it happen. So even if you don't, the universe can sometimes make that happen for you.
Exactly.
So just be open to the fact is that sometimes these things, bad things that happen, are actually the shift or the nudge that we need to put us in the right direction. And I know that's no consolation because it's very heartbreaking, but it's just to let you know that often it is just about trying to get you on the right path. Like Caroline now is completely on the right
Definitely,
path.
definitely. I mean, yeah, the end of 2008 and the marriage ended, and I felt like, I was just turning 40 the coming year, and I realized I've been together with that man for half my life, for 20 years, and that all of a sudden it all ended. And yeah, and of course, it was hard the first couple of years, but sort of. I stepped up. I changed my course. I opened up to spirituality. I opened up to self-love, and I walked that path. And looking back now, it's been a good part. It had to happen, but you can only see it in hindsight. So just keep going. Just put one foot in front of the other and l do it for you and lead your life, because sometimes the end of a relationship helps you to look after yourself, because I was looking after the family, after everybody else, and not after myself. I never wondered, what do I want? You know, yeah, I was unhappy, I was drained, I was burned out, I was, yeah, emotionally abused. Of course, at the time, I didn't see it. Only looking back, you see it. And so it's actually, yeah, the universe opened up a new path and removed something that wasn't right. Sort of like, yeah, like in autumn, the trees let their leaves go, because if they hold on to the trees, they would actually die. And I think that's how I felt. And I always say, if I'd stayed or that relationship continued, I don't think I would be here. I would have just probably, you know, my energy would have been so drawn that whatever, who knows what would have happened. But I'm still here. And I always love to help other women find their love within, because it all starts with self-love. Don't you feel worthy? Don't you feel good enough? Don't you feel joyful or lack of energy? It all starts within self-acceptance, self-compassion, self-nurturing, and of course, self-love and self-worth are so all interlinked. It starts with you.
Absolutely. It starts with you. There you go. And it does. I mean, that's why we do this show, is we share from our hearts and souls. We share our personal experiences. We're not telling you what to do, because ultimately we know you make your own choices. You have to decide what's right for you. But we're here to support you if you need to reach out, to speak to someone, if you want, coaching or support. We're here for you as well, from our hearts and souls.
Definitely, definitely. We're just holding the space, safe space for you to develop who you truly are, who go within, find your own
Find your
answers.
path.
Because so often we listen to others, they say, oh, you do this or you have to do that. But no, it's a way to connect to your own answers, because only you know what's good for you.
Exactly. From the heart, or for me, it's about your soul purpose, aligning with finding out your truth of who you are at your very core. And I think once you've uncovered that, then life really does start to, you really have that clarity of, where you're going in life, you know what's right for you. I'm not saying you don't make diversions, or we don't talk about wrong choices, because every choice you make takes you on a different path. Might be a diversion where you learn something, you maybe see something, or you maybe, so it's
Meet
not
someone.
about meet someone. Exactly. So you just don't know. But life is, it is a journey. We do talk about the journey, and it's about the experiences that you have. I see so many people, and they're so lost in the life treadmill of that hamster wheel of like going to work and doing this and doing that and paying for this and paying for that. And they've lost touch with who they are and what makes them happy and brings joy to their life. And it's all the little things. And that's why Caroline and I do our work that we do, because we know what difference it makes. We're not perfect. We're not saying, we're not holding our hands up and saying we're perfect, because we're not. We're human beings. We make sometimes good choices, sometimes bad choices, but they're choices and they take us on a journey. But it's about sort of, once you on start that journey of discovering, it's like becoming a detective, discovering who you are and what makes you happy and what makes brings joy into your life, and unleashing that sort of, self-love that, you've got this. It's like almost like a bubble of protection around you, because you've got this self-love and you value yourself. It just opens up and you see the world in a different, completely different way, and you start to realize the path you want to choose to walk on. And that in itself is a massive, massive learning that will change your perspective on so many different things. And I've gone completely off topic, because we're talking about codependency and in relationships. And
best
the only
relationship. person to depend on is yourself, right?
I was just going to say that, Caroline. So you just got her. But exactly, the best relationship that you really need to work on is the one with yourself. Once you've figured that one out, the rest gets so much easier.
Yeah, falls into place. And that's, I think, and also when you connect to your soul and fulfill your soul purpose, you have a sort of a wider feeling of why you're here. You have a purpose. You understand things better. You take it easier. You go more with the flow, you know. And when you love yourself, you feel a whole. And that, I think, is important. And soul and heart connections are just what is so needed at the moment. So thank you
Absolutely.
so much for being here. And Janet, I always love to chat with you and connect heart to heart, soul to soul for our show.
Absolutely. I love it too, Caroline. Love and light blessings, everyone, and we're here for you.